So
So
Sunday in a Country Food Drive has a bunch of stuff coming up that we need to talk about.
okay. So on the 13th of October, we're going to be over at Daisy Hill, cooking hot dogs, hamburgers, French fries. And that starts at 11, and we'll be there from 11 to 3.
Okay.
And we've been doing this for quite a number of years now, and it's always a good time.
It's a great time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely good time.
Now they're going to have their hay rides, and it's like a family weekend. Don't they have hay rides, and they have a pumpkin toss, and you can buy
Yes.
your pumpkins
Yep,
and gourds and corn stalks and all that, right?
Oh yeah. Yep, the whole nine yards. So they're gearing up, and we had a few days this week with frost, so everybody's got their pumpkins out.
And you know what's it's so the relationship that the food drive had over the years with Daisy Hill Farm is truly a phenomenal thing, because not only do they allow you guys to do that and raise some funds that particular day, but they have jars out throughout the whole season, right?
Yeah, they I know people throw their change in and things after they purchase, and they've always been very generous to the food drive. Great group of people there at Daisy Hill, and all the customers, of course. It's really nice that that they do that, and certainly helps us for the end of the year.
I was so happy to go back there and order my sweet corn to take back to Florida yesterday, and I truly miss when you walk in there and you see all the fresh vegetables and the pumpkins and the gourds and the plants and stuff. It just it was nice for me to see. So
Oh, absolutely.
I hope you guys have a great weekend, and they're always very generous to the food drive.
Yeah, I know we will. And again, all their customers and the people in the area that come there support us and Daisy Hill. It's a good thing. We love that event, and we're looking forward to it.
All right, now the following week you've got something coming up. You really you're stretching yourself pretty thin. I don't think I ever did it that much.
Well, you did, except then you got in your van.
I gotta hear that again today too.
You didn't hear Van Gogh much yesterday, did you?
I heard it when I got in the. After the golf ball hit me in the head that came over the ninth green, I had to get in the car and go to the hospital. You don't know
Oh
anything
boy,
about that, do you?
I don't know anything about that. Not at all. I don't know who would have done that.
I don't either.
Yeah, I think they were trying to hit it into the corn bucket.
It was a wayward golf ball.
I think it was like the squirrels up there that dropped those nuts out of the trees.
All right, so
So
what do you got
on
after?
the 19th of October, as of right now, we're having our chicken cook-off. And this will be the 16th annual. And we're having it at the Legion.
In Millerton?
The Millerton Legion. The festivities start around 9. That's when all the cookers come in and start getting ready to get their chicken prepped and start the grills and the rest. So I believe pickup is going to be at 1 o'clock. There'll be more details to follow, but that's the 19th of October. And this year, we are also adding ribs. So there'll be a couple of different ways we're going to do it. But anyways, ribs and chicken, and that's going to be on the 19th of October.
Wow. Have you set prices for that yet, or not really?
We have not. We're supposed to. We're actually having a meeting on Thursday, so we'll put our prices together at that point and all the details, and We'll get back to Marshall with that, and so that we know what's going on, so everyone else does too.
Well, that's always a good event. That was the first fundraiser that we ever did for the food drive, and I've got to tell you what, it's been hugely successful every year we've done it, rain or shine, and to see the different teams come out and compete against one another for a trophy or whatever we give them, it's just a bunch of people coming together to support the cause, and that it's the Legion supports us, and it's a good all around thing.
Yeah, and Jen and Nijak have taken that over, and they're doing a great job with it. So, like I said, more details to come this week. So we'll get it, we'll bring it to fruition. We've changed the date from last year, so we're working on a few more details.
All right. So, where is the next meeting going to be held, Billy? Is it going to be at 52 May?
Well, I that's what I was requesting. Pat really wanted to have it there.
He did.
So we'll see what happens.
Well, just keep me informed of that, would you? I questioned him about that today, and my ears are still ringing.
I bet they are. So the next event would be November 9th. We are taking out the students of Maplebrook School. We'll be going to the businesses in several communities, and those young kids do a great job, and they get out and get the message across of what it is the food drive is doing, and you know, the needs.
That's actually turned into what I would say is the biggest fundraising event that we have of the year, at least the last couple of years. I mean, we don't have one single event that we do, whether we do a chicken cook-off or go at Daisy Hill. Those kids typically in 7 hours are able to generate upwards of $6,000-$8,000 in a day. So that has really, that relationship with Maplebrook School that we started years ago with your wife, with Colleen's recommendation, would it be all right if the students got involved, because it works with our program, which we're trying to teach our kids the students how to give back to their community and get involved with their communities, really has become a marriage in my mind that, much like SWASA, that truly took off and has been hugely successful for our fundraising events anyway. And I'm glad that years ago, I wasn't afraid to say to Colleen, no, I don't think that'll work. I welcomed it when she asked me, and it truly has become the major fundraiser of our program.
Yeah, it's a great thing, you know, like you said, with the students, and, you know, their experiences with, you know, going out and for good cause and helping out the communities here, and when they go home, they're able to, you know, continue that on.
Yeah, and it's a win-win situation.
Good. Oh, yeah, absolutely.